I'm Sarah Prout, and I want you to manifest anything that your heart desires. As a survivor of 10 years of domestic violence, I went from living on welfare as a single mother to now helping millions of people around the world to follow their dreams. Now I'm on a soulful mission to inspire and empower you to believe that anything is possible. Are you ready to begin your journey to manifesting? Great, then let's get started. Welcome back, everyone. This is episode number 50 of the Journey to Manifesting podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today and to share some exciting information that I know will help to create some radical transformations in your life. So if that sounds good, keep listening. And I just want to remind you that I am offering a very special gift, the very special opportunity to join me for some online live manifesting workshops that I'm hosting that will help you with some heart-based proven concepts that will inspire you to create the life of your wildest dreams. I'll be helping to walk you through all of your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires so that you can create the change that I know you know in your heart it's ready to manifest. So if you want more information on that, make sure you go to manifestingworkshop.com. That's manifestingworkshop.com. Leave your details, reserve your free seat today, and we can start the magical process. So today I am going to be speaking on the topic of breaking through the belief that you're not ready. Okay, this is a big one because I know so many of you out there have experienced this very feeling. Many times, you might use the theme of not being ready as an excuse to stay comfortable in your life. You might be sitting on the sidelines of your own reality, watching the world go by. You might be holding your dreams in your heart that one day you might like to try something new, or try something new that you want to manifest, and yet years fly by so quickly. And you layer the excuses one on top of the other that you're not ready. Perhaps it's a timing issue that prevents you from living the life of your dreams. To be clear though, before we begin and dive into this, there are certain situations in life where not being ready is a very important key to tuning into what you really want in your life. So that's kind of like bordering into the cultivating your discernment and your intuitive faculties. So make sure that you know, from your heart space, from your gut, whether you are making a decision from the right place. If you're truly not ready to, let's just say, have a kid, get married, move countries, take a leap of faith, then you are always, and you can always know in your heart what the right course of action is to take. So today I'm specifically talking about the people in life that say, I'm not ready because they are afraid of the unknown. So if this sounds like you, just remember you're not alone. The fear and the anxiety that have infiltrated your consciousness means that you stay stuck and that nothing ever happens. Remember, oh God, this is so important to remember, that life shows up in direct proportion to the courage that you are willing to show. Okay, life, the universe, God, whatever you call it, will always reward your bravery. I say to my beautiful husband, Sean, all the time that he is a reward for my bravery, for my patience, for my persistence. He's my reward. And what a reward, huh? So what I want to remind you of today is that choose to take the plunge, right? Take the plunge, go on the adventure, kiss the crush, lean into the joy, make the call, speak your truth, and throw some beautiful caution to the wind and just take inspired action in any direction. Okay, you need to do that. So next time you say, I'm not ready to take that salsa class or to try that hot yoga class or to cook that meal that I've always wanted to try, but the recipe seems too complicated. I want you to stop and ask yourself, what would it feel like if you were ready? What would that feel like? Try it on. How would that feel if you were ready to take that leap of faith, to take that step of inspired action. How would that feel? So you'll know within seconds if you like it on. It's if you like the essence of the concept that you're trying on, like that new thing that you're going to try. It's like trying on a dress and it either fits and zips up in the back and it's great, or it feels really uncomfortable. And all you do is you just need to get a different size, right? This is what our decisions in life come down to. Imagine them as dresses that you try on that fit perfectly. If they don't, if you don't like it, you don't like the color, the fit, the pattern, whatever it is, choose again. Okay? It's not rocket science. It's really easy. Because a life lived in fear is a life half lived, right? So it might feel scary to remember that you have the power to rise above fear, but when you do, and when you lean into those magical opportunities, you remember that you are a limitless being and that anything is possible, okay? So once you do this, your life will radically change. I can promise you that. So don't use the excuse anymore of I am not ready. Instead, stop and ask yourself, how would it feel if I was ready? How would it feel if I was ready? Because then you open up your energy field to so many possibilities, new places, people, things, experiences. And that's what life's about. Life is magical. It's not meant to be hard. You're not meant to second guess yourself and to stay stuck and to stay small. Your role is to expand and grow in conscious awareness. Because you are a limitless being that is capable of anything that you set your heart and your mind to. And just remember that. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here with me. It was an honor to spend this time with you. And again, make sure you check out manifestingworkshop.com to register your details, to make sure that you're part of all of the action of unraveling all of your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires. And until next time, enjoy your journey to manifesting.